Proclamation number 6552 of 21st of May, 1956. Revelation of the Divine Will. Truth. My spirit reveals to you what you need to know in order to be saved. You must be spoken to by me myself in order to hear about my will, for I alone can explain to you why you must first enter into my will, why only a life according to my will can lead you to salvation. As long as you humans have not reached the degree of maturity again which ensures brightest light for you, thus full realization, you must be taught how to attain this degree of maturity, and only the one who knows everything can teach you truthfully. And therefore I reveal myself to you. It is my bliss to guide you into knowledge. Yet again, knowledge alone is not of use to you, but you must first fulfill my will. Only then can knowledge become comprehensible to you. Only then will you experience knowledge as a light. But my will is only that you move within the eternal order. And my eternal order again is a life of love. My will is only that you practice love, then you will move within my eternal order, and then you will also reach the degree of maturity which will bring you light, i.e., brightest realization. You can now certainly also accept such a knowledge from your fellow human beings. But do you know whether it corresponds to the truth? Do you know whether the people who teach you have already reached that degree of maturity which guarantees them a bright light? Do you know whether originally pure truth is still offered to you unadulterated? Therefore you must also then take the path to me and appeal to me for illuminated thinking and right assessment of that knowledge. And thus I myself must reveal myself to you. I must always first contact you myself, but this is only possible if you come to me, if you establish the connection with me yourselves, because I do not restrict your free will. You can certainly also just believe your fellow human beings and do what you have been taught as my will. And then you will also recognize by the effect your way of life is whether this knowledge is truth, whether it originates in me, and then you will also have approached me and established the connection with me, and then it will also be possible for me to reveal myself to you. Whereas untrue teachings will not bring you spiritual progress and you will stay away from me. You must know of my will and live according to my will. And if you are of good will yourselves, then you will also want to seek me and know of my will, and then I can also reveal myself. By guiding your thinking right, if you cannot hear my direct address. He who created you is also in constant contact with you, otherwise you would not be able to exist. He who created you, he, however, also wants you to desire to be united with him. He does not want you to isolate yourselves from him, even though you lead an independent existence. He wants you to hand yourselves over to him despite your independence, to desire to be in intimate communion with him, for he who created you loves you and also desires your love. And because I love you, I also constantly seek to reveal myself to you in whatever way it may be. I always seek to direct your thoughts towards your God and Creator, towards your Father. And I always seek to induce you to establish the bond with me so that I can make my will known to you, the fulfillment of which will bring you unlimited bliss. But I do not force you, I want you to come to me voluntarily, that love for me determines you to seek union with me, for only love guarantees salvation. Amen.